Good morning, or good afternoon by now, everyone. So my name is Jan Boomsma. I'm from the Circular Rubber Platform and Sondel Engineering. Through the mic. Yes, now you can. So this presentation is about life cycle analysis. Can I get any indication if you have experience with life cycle analysis? Can you raise your hand? So not a lot of people, some people yes. This is not a presentation where you learn to do a life cycle analysis. It's to give a bit of an overview of the tools that are being used the procedure that you need to follow. And first, I would like to introduce the new tool of the Circular Rubber Platform. It's the CRP LCA. It's an app on your phone. It works really easy. Basically, you take a picture of your rubber material, and then you let the app do the calculation, and then you get your LCA score. Of course, it's free to download. It's free, a free app. It works perfect. And all the persons that have some LCA experience, I see them shake their heads a bit, and others are starting to take pictures. Where's this app? Where's this app? Well, there's no app like that. It doesn't exist. No, it would be nice, but why do I present it like this? That is the question that I get asked a lot. Can you get me an LCA score? Yes, but not like that. So, how does it work? Basically, if you have a material like an EPDM or a silicon compound, it exists of many small pieces of information, of data, and every piece has what you put in and what comes out. And basically, this defines your life cycle in and output. The emissions that go into the water, the soil, and into the air, that define your footprint. The life cycle assessment, it just gives you this information of a complete system. So holistic system thinking, what goes in your material? If you have a silicon, there's also a filler. For the filler, you also have what goes in and what goes out. And all these pieces together form one total. If you get the result of your life cycle analysis, it looks a bit like this. So you have, for all of your components, you can see the midpoints, what is the waste, what is the land use, the carbon footprint, and so on. If carbon footprint is one of the, sorry, but there is a screen there, but it's not working, so sometimes I have to look here to see what I'm doing. Carbon footprint is just one of the things that define the footprint of your material on the environment. So how do we get there? Basically, you start with defining a goal. What do you want to analyze? What is your material? What is your system that you want to have a life cycle analysis of? Then you start to work with the life cycle inventory. From that, we go into the impact assessment, which was what you've seen before, and then you can make interpretations and make decisions. Since we're talking about tools now, I will continue to talk about these two points. Ah, nice, now I can see there as well. So you start with the life cycle inventory. And the life cycle inventory first shows what goes in your system. You have to make a good list. The electricity you use, what type of electricity do you use? Is it from solar panels? Is it from the grid? Is it in the United States? Is it in France? And then you can have information from databases. So life cycle inventory databases that have already the information of, for example, a specific chemical ingredient that is known from a database. Some data you'll have to find from your electricity bill. How much electricity do you use? You can measure some information yourself directly. You can find data in literature. And all of this together, you add up. So now you've seen this before. This is not a joke. This is an LCI database of materials. IDEMAT is showing you, is helping you to show the ingredients or the carbon footprint of an SBR, of a silicon. But it will not show you the ingredients. So it is possible if you, for example, are designing a new lamp, a new armature, new car, you can choose all types of materials to get a fast track life cycle analysis. Then it looks a bit like this. So you just select, in this case, SBR, and you will get all the resource depletion, the ecotoxicity, the things that I showed in the previous slide. With a carbon footprint equivalent and a eco-cost equivalent. This helps you to compare your total assembly. Since it's materials fair, what we are searching for often here is how do I build an LCA for my specific material? So you have to go deep into the ingredients. This cannot be done with this type of databases. So there are databases that do have a lot of extra information. I put both the EcoInvent and Gabi because they are most famous. But the amount of databases is humongous. There's databases everywhere. So you'll have to find the right database that fits with your specific application. And some of them are really focused into the agriculture sector. Some are really focused into chemicals. Some are more broader focused, have more data. So choosing the database is not, often it's not one database that you use, but this is what you're needed. You will need if you go into calculations of an LCA. Then, if you have found all the ingredients, all the life cycle inventory of your total product, you'll have to think of scenarios. So what if I use the standard virgin rubber, which I normally use? What if I change, for example, and use 30% recycled rubber? What if I the waste management? What if I don't burn it at the end of life, but if I reuse it? And all these type of different scenarios you can calculate then, together with the life cycle inventories, you can start to put into the LCA software. And the LCA software is things like CIMAPRO is very famous, Gabi again, and OneClick, OpenLCA EcoChain, very well-known softwares. Less known are these, and this list is also not final. So there's more LCA softwares. So which one to choose? Well, basically, if you have no idea, use the main ones, or go to an expert that has the software that can help you. And if you do have a specific preference, you can choose basically any, because they all do the same thing. They add up all the LCI scores. You can, on some of them, you can build scenarios really easy. On some of them, you can't. So it's a bit depending on what you want to do. There are a few that I want to explain a bit more thorough. Activity Browser is a Python-based open source LCA software. Very interesting. It's used a lot at universities for research. It's because it's open source, you have a lot of possibilities. You can go anywhere, which makes it also quite difficult. It's transparent. You can add all types of workflows, scenarios, and everything. Very, very flexible. So perfect to use, but you will need to at least understand this type of things. You need to be able to program in Python. You need to already understand how LCA works. What are the advantages, disadvantages? What steps do I need to go through? Where can I find all the information? You need to be able to create these processes by hand manually. You need to be able to do proper data analysis. So you have to be an expert to use an expert software, which is open source and free. I would say it's also really easy to understand that you can use this type of software, not yourself, but find a researcher, do the research at the university who has experience with this. Then you can also make an estimate. An estimate is very helpful, and you can do with Excel sheets. This is an Excel sheet from the EDEMAT website. So basically, the data that is available from sources, you can put in the Excel sheet, you can put in your electricity, you can put in the transport information and so on, and you will get an LCI score, which has a good quality and a good idea of where you're going and what changes if you make a different scenario. So this is very cheap, relatively easy if you understand a bit what you're doing, but it will not give you a qualified LCA score, but it will show you, okay, we're going the wrong way or the right way. So the conclusions about using tools, there's no shortcut. There's no easy way to get the right LCA score. If you want to make an estimate, it's possible to do without too much investment. You can get information from all types of LCI databases, and you can use any type of LCA software. It will be good, it will be accessible, but if you want to have it as easy as possible, hire a company or hire an expert who can do it for you. Now, why am I telling about this? We started Circular Rubber Platform 2 years ago, and the idea is that we increase rubber recycling, that we increase bio-based content, and that we create circular ecosystems. And with this platform, in the past 2 years, we have about 120 companies that became member and started to share information. They started to share solutions. There are four with the orange circle around it because they have a stand here on the show, but probably there are more that you know. Some universities, some big multinational companies, but also smaller startups with new methods or new products, ingredients. Our community is worldwide. At the moment, main focus quantity is of the companies is in Europe and the United States, but we are growing into the rest of the world slowly. What we do, how we work, is what we are looking at is the standard definition of circularity by the Ellen MacArthur Foundation. So eliminate waste by the design, use sustainably sourced materials, ingredients, and recycling. So how do you recycle rubber? Where can you buy any bio-based materials? Where can you buy these ingredients? How do you design for recycling or design for reusing? And these are the questions that many of the engineers are having at the moment. And we had these questions. So we started to search for answers, and we found a lot of solutions. And with this database of solutions, we said, OK, we have to share this. Not every engineer should do this all by himself. So we created this website, Circular Rubber Platform, with their members. And on our database, you will find a lot of materials. Currently, we're working on how can we tell what advantage does it have to have this hex green sponge rubber compared to a standard sponge rubber. And to have an idea, we want to build this database with also an LCA estimate. So we can compare a bit. First, you have to look, what do I need mechanically? I need these and these properties of the material. And then you can see which solutions can help me with that, and how does that influence my LCA footprint or my LCA score. So that is the reason why I've been presenting this LCA information, because we are working on the alternative materials to showcase them, to show where you can get them, how to use them. But what does it do? What does it help? Work in progress. We started just 2 years ago, so it's been a crazy time. Please send me a text or become a member of the platform. And that's the presentation. So if you have any questions, please let me know. Thank you very much. All right, if you don't dare to have a question, you have to go to the microphone, Mr. CRP.
Hi, Jan. I'm Enrico, also from Circular Rubber Platform. Which material do you think is most hopeful for lowering carbon footprint? Is it filler, plasticizer?
Yeah, good. Nice. Thanks for the question. What I've been researching is you look at, when you look at your material, it consists for 40% of fillers, 50% of your polymers. So at least half of, sorry, I said for 30 and 30. So at least half of your material is covered by those two ingredients. So it seems that they are most impactful to change if you want to change anything. If there's one ingredient that has an incredible high impact, for example, if you use FKMs, these are high impact materials. They have very high LCA scores. The LCA score is so high that you won't be able to find any data on LCA scores of FKM because they don't want to tell you. So if you use an FKM, that would be the first thing to get rid of. So it's, of course, dependent on what ingredient has the most impact. But the easiest to replace is the fillers and the polymers. OK. Yes, thank you.
Thanks for this very interesting presentation. I'm wondering about this business model of this platform. It's a short-term project for 3 years. Yeah, I mean, it's long-term project. How could you tell us a little bit about this business model behind?
Yes, thank you very much. We did not really start it with the business model in mind. We started a bit, how do you say, with a good heart. But of course, it had to be paid. So the membership fee is helping us to cover all the costs. We have one person full-time working on keeping the platform alive, to keep all the contacts, to do all the administration and so on. So the membership fees are basically covering the costs. And then we have we give support and consultancy for companies that have specific requests. What can we do with our waste material? Where can we find an ingredient that fits? Or we have found an ingredient, how can we actually apply it? And these consultancy projects are really profit projects. So we have an hourly charge, and that's how we make money. But the platform itself should be approximately net zero cost and income. And it's long term. Sorry, yeah, it's a long term project. We created it to stay, and it's a big advantage that we're not connected to one specific company, so it's completely independent, and it will there's no short term view that it would stop. Yeah, please.
Thanks a lot. I have another question about the data management. I mean, who has the domain of the data? Either if I'm running LCA in this data platform, is this platform, and should I have to share my data to you, and or I can own my domain of my data?
So the data is shared. Currently, the database works that the platform members are showcasing the materials that they sell. So for them, as a company member, they want to market their products, their solutions. As long as they are circular rubber solutions, we showcase them in this database. If we're talking really about building an LCA database, we have to look how we're gonna use that. We have also our non-public database of data that we use for consultation projects. So if you want to share your specific company information, you can just become a member and share it like that. Thank you very much for your time.